Free speech, hate speech, where's the line? It's a crazy week to be a Golden Hawk. In fact, it's a crazy week to be a university student in Ontario. And while we're at it, it's a crazy week to be a Canadian citizen. This week on the show, I sat down with a few members of our editorial staff to talk about free speech. Hello, Laurier. This is the Cordcast. I am joined by a panel of members of our editorial board, so we can talk through some of the pertinent topics, the pertinent issues we got going on. Now, just to begin this program here, I'm gonna make it real clear right now, because of all the controversial stuff going on, that the opinions expressed here today are those of us speaking, the opinions of those of us speaking, and do not reflect the intentions of the content or the opinions of any other members of CORD staff or volunteers or whatever. So just be advised, and we're gonna get right into the program. So obviously we have a new issue coming out on Wednesday, as we do every Wednesday, and there's gonna be some great content in there. I know that Curtis wrote a piece on Big Sugar, a band playing at Maxwell's, and that should be an article that's worth taking a look at. But let's take a look who we've got with us here. Can you guys introduce yourselves and tell me about a piece in this week's issue?
Well, I'm Tanzil Sani. I'm the Florida editor this year. Something interesting this issue for me is Shai is writing about, well, we have this thing called the CORD Picks. Mm-hmm. We do this every 2 weeks or so. So this week we are talking about the worst gifts we have received. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's going to be interesting, because I personally, like, I haven't really received a lot of bad gifts, because, like, from very young age, I've been very picky about what I like.
Okay.
So my parents realized that really early, and they always just gave me money instead.
Nice, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, unless, like, they really knew what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. And can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Safina. I'm the news director for The CORD. So this week in our paper, we have a couple of things surrounding the Lindsay Shepherd controversy going around in news. Jake and myself were working on a timeline. In case any of you have missed what's going around, we have a couple of briefs which kind of breaks up the situation right from the beginning and kind of gives you an overview of what's been going on. And then in features, we have a new kind of update on the Shepherd situation that's taking place. So, yeah.
Yeah, and all of that content's going to definitely be worth checking out. Obviously, the whole Lindsay Shepherd situation has really taken over. It's been a big focus here at the CORD. It's been a big focus across Canada. Like, everything I see from the National Post lately seems to be about that. So let me ask you guys real quick, how do you feel about being a Laurier student this week?
Well, as someone who's been able to report on a lot of this stuff, I mean, there is a lot going on. I think that there's a lot to think about, and a lot of controversy. So honestly, it's hard to say what I think and kind of what it means to be a Laurier student right now. But I think the best thing someone can do is kind of be informed on both sides of the debate that's taking place, and kind of just get their facts straight and really know the situation that's kind of going on around them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and that's difficult, right? Mm-hmm. What about you, Tanzil? How do you feel being here?
Well, personally, I don't really like the way that situation was handled.
Okay.
I'm not in support of it at all. Like, I still do love my school and everything, but it does make me feel like if the school and the professors are trying to suppress free expression in this manner, it does make me a bit uncomfortable, because okay, I have obviously noticed similar behavior in the past, but nothing as explicit.
Mm-hmm.
So it does kind of make me uncomfortable a little bit.
That's fair. I think it's a really difficult thing to talk about, and a difficult thing to look over, because while superficially we can frame the situation so that Lindsay Shepherd did absolutely nothing wrong and these professors have just infringed on her ability to free speech, if we take a deeper look at it, though, it's not like I personally think that the professors handled it poorly, but that doesn't mean that what they were trying to tackle wasn't something very real, or that there are issues in how things concerning such as the trans community
absolutely
are represented and talked about in media. Safina, did you have any thoughts? You're nodding along there.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. I think, I mean, obviously the situation was handled poorly. I think we can all agree on that. But yeah, it doesn't mean I disagree with some of the things that were done. Like I said, there's two very firm sides, so I think it's good to listen to both.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's something that's difficult because we want to be diplomatic about this. We want to be thoughtful about this, and that makes it difficult to take firm stances. But Tanzil, you're taking a bit of a stance there. So I just wanted to ask you, how would you define free speech? I ripped this off of
Safina's app.
Yeah, Safina had an interview with Lindsay Shepherd this morning, and I took a listen to it, and I actually grabbed a couple of the questions that she asked her because I wanted to get your own thoughts on that. So yeah, Tanzil, tell me, how would you define free speech?
Well, firstly, I was listening to the interview right before I got here, so it's a very good interview. I think you should all check it out. I wouldn't necessarily want to define free speech, but hate speech instead, because I feel like there's a lot of confusion between the two. Hate speech is particularly speech which incites genocide or violence against a particular group or a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like right now people seem to confuse it with anything which even says anything against someone is hate speech, which is completely not true. Like, our laws have free speech as something every Canadian is entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the confusion is very significant, and that's why a lot of the problems arise.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when I say I don't agree with the way the school handled the situation, it doesn't mean that I disagree with the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously trans people have been facing a lot of problems, and they have been for a while now. So I feel like it is important to give them consideration in such situations, but it doesn't mean that universities are meant to be places where there is free expression, flow of ideas, people disagree, people agree. So I feel like that should not be suppressed.
Mm-hmm. Safina, any thoughts there?
Yeah, I think that I've had the chance this morning to talk to Lindsay in depth, and then also yesterday I spoke to some individuals from both the Laurier Rainbow Center and an individual from Laurier's Women and Trans Center. And I think that free speech is it's really up in the air as to what that means right now, but obviously Lindsay's argument is that free speech in the classroom is important, as it allows everyone to develop their own thoughts, and obviously that's really important in a classroom. You can't be telling students what to think, or at least in my opinion, you can't. But I think that the trans and non-binary side of this really does bring up a good point, in that Peterson and his views really does put the identity of trans and non-binary individuals into question. This is obviously a struggled reality for many of them, and forcing them to engage with something that questions their whole entire self is obviously concerning. So I think that it's a really complex situation, and there's a really gray, fuzzy line as to how far free speech can go. So
absolutely, and that's kind of where the whole issue is, right? It's there's that paradox of tolerance. I was reading an article about this a while back, where if you tolerate everything, it gets to the point where you are becoming intolerant, because you have to tolerate things that are viciously hateful, right? That's the thing, is there's a line, and it's just, and the same sort of line sort of comes up in this kind of discussion about hate speech. I know Lindsay said on your conversation with her that it was similar to what Tanzil was saying there. She was saying that hate speech was constituted of a physical threat, something along those lines. If there's a physical threat of some kind, then it becomes hate speech. But that's not necessarily true, right? Because obviously in universities, and especially now, this is the age of deconstruction. And that gets very frustrating, but it's also very real, because you can make anything mean anything, right? The more that you think about it, the more that you break it down, it doesn't have to be a direct threat of violence to result in direct violence. It's more complicated than that. Do you understand what I'm saying, Tanzil? You're giving me a look.
Well, I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, anything can incite violence at some point. Like, you could say something very simple, and there's obviously some people who tend to take things too far.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can be blamed for their actions because you have no control over how people perceive your words.
Right, but that depends, right? Because there are things that you can say to incite that violence without coming out and specifically saying it. Like you were saying, there are ways that you can use language for that, right?
Well, if you do, like, if your intention is to incite violence, that is, again, hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but then you're taking a real hard look at it, because you can look at these white European nationalist groups, and their intention is not to incite violence, but their intention is to keep, say, Canada or America pure, and to keep immigrants from coming into Canada and America. It isn't a direct threat of violence, but there is violence that can come as a result of their ethics and their beliefs, right? And that's where it gets really muddled, is, so where is the line? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, this was a good talk. Obviously, it's a complicated subject. It's not something we can cover in 10 minutes, but it's good to sort of hash this out a little bit. Let's move into something a little bit lighter. So I just wanted to ask you guys, branching off of the chord picks this week, is it too early to listen to Christmas music?
Yes. It's always too early to listen to Christmas music or put up a Christmas tree from what I'm concerned.
You'll never put up a Christmas tree?
Well, I don't, but I just, like, if you're putting up a Christmas tree or Christmas decoration in, like, mid-November,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a bit too early.
Fair enough. And Safina?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are happy to put up their Christmas tree, their Christmas lights, so let them be happy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're gonna keep the program fairly short today.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to end with the way that we always end the program, which is something good. Something good. Now, you guys take a minute there and just think of something good from the past week that sticks out in your mind, something that you'd like to remember, something that you'd keep with you. For my something good this week, there was an old man off in the distance. I was driving down the street, and this old man was smiling brightly and hopping up and down. As we pulled up closer, I saw that this man was playing hopscotch on the sidewalk. This was a man probably in his 60s. Maybe older, but probably in his 60s. He had the biggest smile on his face, and he was just jumping along the sidewalk, going through all the motions, and then just smiling when it was all over. And it was just a really innocent expression, and it was a beautiful thing to see. And that is my something good for this week. Safina, how about you?
I'd say my something good this week was just all the really cool opportunities that I got. Been getting to write really great stories about all the controversy that's been going on. There was a great protest that we were not a part of, but able to report on last Friday. My interview with Lindsay. So yeah, I'm super thankful for being able to get all these opportunities. It's been lots of fun. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, for me, this weekend I shot 4 different events. So I went to Toronto with the basketball team, shot 2 games there. We're shooting Laurier figure skating, which was a lot of fun, and got to cover the protest. So, like, photography is something I really love, to be able to do a lot of this, it just makes my week so much better.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that's going to bring us to the end of the program. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, shoot me an email at features@thecord.ca. We'll give a quick thank you to Safina and Tanzeel for being here and being fantastic people. And have an awesome week. Bye for now. Quick thank you to all the staff and volunteers at Wallooza.